Welcome to It's No Secret Podcast Live. It's episode 3. First one. For those of you guys who are new here, my name is Teresa. I'm one of your hosts, and we have Bianca Rose.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, hey.
Happy New Year, ladies.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy fucking New Year.
How y'all feeling?
I'm tired.
That was a delayed reaction, like, fuck, okay?
I actually got out of bed, like, 3 hours ago.
Oh, shit.
It's been a struggle. I got out of bed. I had to, I didn't stay home like I'm supposed to. Sorry, Mom. She told me to stay home, and I didn't. Because I don't fucking learn. But I ended up having to like leave my car somewhere. I had to get dropped off. My phone was dead. I was like away from the world up until like just a few hours ago. So
that sounds like a good time. Good time.
It sure does. It does sound like a good time.
New Year's Eve.
Oh, chill. I will sleep before 12 o'clock.
Hey, you were up for our New Year's.
Yeah, I was going to say, I celebrated New Year's with y'all. Y'all said Happy New Year's. I was like, well, that's my cue. It's time to get
back. Yeah, it was chill for me, too. Unfortunately, my husband had to work today, so I wanted to shut things down a little early. That's all right. We don't really do much anyway, so it works out. It works out.
Yeah. Well, 40s Club, it's over real early. It's like...
This one's not even in the 30s club yet, so let's not
even get
started. I know, but I will be at the end of this month. Give me some time. It's another countdown that we're doing.
Yes, it's another countdown for sure. So because this is the first episode of the year, we're going to do things a little bit differently. We are still going to start with our highs and lows, like we always do for every episode. But this time, instead of our highs and lows for the last week, or 2 weeks, since we haven't had a show in a couple of weeks, we're going to do our highs and lows of 2024. So for the year, what was your high? What was your low? Now, before we get started, so this will give you guys a second to think about what your lows are first. I actually decided, I saw this on TikTok today, and I was like, I'm going to do this for the show. So what I'm going to do starting today, our first episode of 2025, is I have a little mason jar here on the side. Oh, it's all see-through. But what I'm going to do is our highs of every episode, I'm going to write them down after the show and stick them in the jar. And at the end of the year, our final 2025 episode, I'm going to bust out the jar so we can revisit some of our highs throughout the whole year.
That's exciting.
That is really
good. Yeah. So let's start with our lows first. What would you guys say was your low for 2024? And if you guys are watching us on YouTube or Instagram, feel free to share yours with us in the chat too. It makes the show a lot funner. Funner's not a word. It makes it a lot more fun. Yeah. All right. So what was your low for 2024? We'll start with Shari this time.
My low, I would say for me, would just be my overall physical health was my low. I think I'm probably in the worst condition I've ever been in. But you know, good things to come. So I'm not going to stress about it. It is what it is. We're moving on past it. And but yeah, I think that would be my low.
That's a big low.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Bianca?
Mine would be some of the relationships that I've lost because some were friends, some were family, and they were just hard conversations to have, needed to have in the end. So
that can also be a high, to be honest with you.
I was
going to
say, really.
I'm not going to waste my high on that one.
It's just like, I don't want the first thing in the jar to be that. No, I get that, though. I think boundaries are super important, whether it be friends, family, whoever.
It's hard, especially if you are not that type of person to set those boundaries. You just start losing yourself. And that I had gotten to that point. So yeah, hard.
Well, we're proud of you
for being able to have those conversations, mm-hmm. because I would honestly say, like, for me, like, a lot of those things didn't happen till after I turned 30. Like, I started to learn that it was time, like, no matter what, like, family or not, like, you just got to cut those ties when those ties need to be cut.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah. Okay. Teresa?
You're right on track there. My low for the year was probably my middle child moving back to California with her dad again. We have an agreement in our co-parenting, you know, halfway across the country together, that every couple years we kind of switch off on who's the lead parent. And so it's his time right now. And that's been difficult. It's always difficult every time. But like on a lighter note, I also want to say that a low for me in 2024 was this whole Diddy case, adding a bunch of people onto the list of music that I don't want to listen to anymore, but it was like great music that I've always loved. So it's like,
damn.
God damn it. You and R. Kelly just be fucking shit up for me.
I was home with the other day and R. Kelly song came on like in my playlist and I was like, okay, maybe just one time. Just one time.
You almost have to like pause and think like, wait, what are they talking about in this song?
Yeah. That is one of those moments. Definitely.
Exactly. Happy New Year to everyone in our Instagram Live. There's a lot of Happy New Years in there. Little Miss Nay said she's so excited for tonight. Yay. All right. So let's move on to our highs of the year.
You go first.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, my high for the year. I mean, I got another promotion this year, early in the year. So from a financial standpoint, it put me closer to where I used to be. So it's like, for anyone who knows me knows that I was at a job for like 17 and a half years of my life and making great money and got laid off. And so it's kind of taken me a while to get back on track from where I was before. So, you know, starting a whole new career in a whole different avenue is difficult to do, but I mean, I feel like I'm finally getting somewhere. So I think that was my high for the year. Sorry, I gotta share this one. R. Kelly's victims get his royalties now.
Ooh,
so what you're saying is I can listen to his music again.
Right.
Without feeling guilty. Got it.
Noted.
All right. Who wants to go next?
Go, B.
All right. I was like, I'll go. We'll go backwards. Mine's similar to Teresa's. I got my promotion this week. Between getting promoted recently and also starting and staying consistent with therapy has been my biggest high, because all of that has worked so well together with me advocating for myself and me like kind of growing as a person. So the promotion, I get to financially grow, and therapy, I get to mentally and emotionally grow. I'm ready for the 30s.
Yeah.
Preparing. Good job.
Well, I tell Bianca all the time that she's so mature for her age, and I'm pretty sure therapy has a lot to do with that. But you have a great therapist.
I do. She's amazing. Shout out to her. Like, I was literally just talking about her to one of my friends of how, like, I think I know more about this therapist than I do any other therapist that I've tried or any other doctor. The fact that she's willing to be vulnerable and, you know, open about her life too. I'm like, okay, now I feel like I'm talking to a friend. All that's missing is the ring in her hand, but we'll save that for later.
That's nice. Cause I've never actually heard, I've never gone to therapy myself, which I definitely need to. But like, I have a lot of friends that have gone to therapy and none of them have ever said something like that to me about their therapist before, of like, right, that they actually feel like they know their therapist.
Yeah.
So that's really cool.
It coming across her was so random. It's so like, it worked out so well, because I kid you not, when I moved, Halfway through the year, I'm like, you know what? I'm out of the house. I need to just figure out ways to grow, right? How to just process everything. And I was going through like a directory of, I'm going to try to stay in network because, you know, therapist is just hard and expensive in general, which is one of the reasons why most people don't do it, because
right.
therapy is expensive. It's a luxury. Right. It's a luxury for some people. So I was going down the directories of in network and just nobody was available for like, you know, months, or somebody was in here. I had a very specific criteria of what type of therapist that I wanted and, you know, all these different things. And I had gone through, I called maybe like a dozen different places and it just was not working out. And finally my friend Lauren was like, hey, why don't you just try this place? Even if you're paying for therapy out of pocket, it's an investment, because it's an investment right. in yourself, right? So just what is it that you want to do? Or if that's going to be the thing that holds you back, is do you really want to go?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, yeah, okay. You make a very valid point. And she threw me this clinic with a list of therapists or whatever. And I called, and I kid you not, there was only one therapist in that clinic that was actually in network with my insurance and fit the exact criteria that I wanted.
Oh, wow. It was meant to be.
It was very much meant to be, because I was like, I'm looking for a specific type of therapy, or, you know, certain like this and that. And it just so happened she was the only one that was in network, fit the criteria, and was available to start. And immediately when I told her, I said, hey, I've tried in the past, it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Consistency has been a big issue for me. She's like, well, let's book you the next four appointments. How about that? And I was like, she wants me.
She realizes you have abandonment issues. No, quick little blurb here from George Davis. A therapist is like a barber or hairstylist or doctor. It takes time to find the right one. Well worth the wait.
I know that's for damn straight, because I'm still looking for a hairstylist. I went to go get my hair cut a couple months ago, and this lady dry cut my hair and then cut me bangs that were like here. I'm like, why do I look like Hermione Granger first year of Hogwarts? Like, it was so embarrassing. I'm like, I'm going to need to call somebody.
I've been cutting my own hair since COVID, so only the Lord knows what's going on in here. Shari, what was your high for 2024?
My high, I would have to say, was just surviving the year. I think all of 2024 was really like a year for me where I'm kind of just like getting back on my feet and like finding myself with, you know, just everything in life. Like when we were out during COVID, like, you know, I was home. I was with the kids, but I had my daughter late in COVID. So it was like, you know, but like, this was, I feel like, the first year where it was like, okay, I'm back to working, I'm back to sports, I'm back to mom and me, and like just trying to balance it all. So I would just say, like, legitimately, like, surviving this year without any mental breakdowns, or, I mean, I was close to a couple of them, but, you know, I didn't have one.
Definitely.
So I survived. Me and my children made it through the year healthy for the most part. So, yeah, I will definitely count those blessings.
Good, good, good. Well, that leads me to our next topic, which is kind of similar, but not. What was the biggest lesson learned for you in 2024? Or what would you guys say was the biggest lesson that you guys learned this year? I can go first. For me, I think it was... it's kind of similar to Bianca kind of setting boundaries with people. Like Shari, I didn't start doing that until a little bit later in life, because I was very much a people pleaser, even though I denied being a people pleaser. But I think actually acting upon a lot of those boundaries that I've set this year taught me that, like, it's okay to say no to people. No is a complete sentence. I don't have to explain myself to anybody. I don't have to give you a reason or an excuse for why I don't want to be there or why I don't want to go. And if you don't like it and you don't understand that, then that's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, you are entitled to feel however you want to feel, but my boundaries are my boundaries, and you can either understand it and accept it and accept me, or you can move the fuck on. And yeah. So like that has honestly been my biggest lesson in 2024. My husband did a lot of that too. And so like both of us kind of doing it together really set us up for a very like peaceful environment. And it's been so nice. Like when people that do come and spend time with us are here, it's just like good vibes and good energy, because it's those people that get us. It's not the people that are gonna complain, like, you know, why aren't you calling me all the time? Why don't you come visit me? It's like things work both ways. Like, mm-hmm. you know, I'm just tired of a lot of like the one-sided relationships that I had in my life. And so this year was all about getting that out. And so no is a complete sentence, and not wanting to do something because you'd rather spend time with your family, your actual in-house family, is okay. Like, it's okay.
Yep. I would say, I think for me, my biggest lesson is just like, no one is going to do it if I don't do it. Mm. And I think, and it's like, kind of, it's kind of hard for me because I've always had that mentality, but I think I've also, you know, just over the years, like with life just happening and like expecting people to show up how I show up. And I just really realized like, no one is going to do that. I have to stop expecting me from other people.
Mm,
and that was my biggest lesson this year is like, it was a good year, like overall I survived it, but like, you know, it had its moments, it had its ups and downs for sure. But I think the downs really showed me like, as much as people look out for me to do for them, I'm never going to get that in return.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Ain't that the motherfucking truth? Man, that was a good one, Char. That was a good one. I feel that one in my core.
Honestly.
What about you, B?
Wrapping it up, mine's is going to be to advocate for yourself. That's setting the boundaries. It's not expecting others, you and other people, but advocating for yourself. It does not mean that you are selfish. It does not mean that you have to accommodate everybody if it starts, you know, being taking that negative effect on yourself. Sometimes it's hard to do, especially when you're starting out, because I always try to see the other side. The other person's point of view, basically. I'm like, you know what, let me play the devil's advocate and let me see something from their point of view. But sometimes that hurts me more, that I'm able to end up convincing myself to agree with them, or even though that it's something that I, you know, didn't want to do or say. Advocate for yourself on that.
Love that, B. I love that. I feel like everything you guys said, I just like deeply relate to this year.
There was a lot of,
I think it was that year. It was that year for a lot of awakenings.
Yeah. I just personally wish I would have had it a long time ago. That you part. Know what I mean? Like I wish I could have had it like 20 years ago because things would be so different right now.
All the fuckery we got into, we probably wouldn't have went through half of that.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah. I mean, it was fun, though. I got some great stories to tell now because
for
of it.
Sure. For sure. You know, I really believe, like, you have to live and learn.
Yeah.
Like, you have to. You have to go through, like, I'm even big on that. Like, you know, I work with a lot of people that are younger than me. So I'm always, like, you know, dropping wisdom, dropping bombs. And, like, they're hearing me. They're listening. But it's still, like, but there's that piece of me that's like, just shut up and let them learn on their own. Like sometimes in some situations, because like, I feel like if you don't go through it, then you don't appreciate where you are.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like one of those things. It's like, I'm always here to get in wisdom, but at the same time, I'm like, but live life, enjoy it.
Right.
Look around and find out.
Yeah.
All you need, message, look around and find out.
I'll send that text message.
Sometimes you need to fuck around and find out. Just sometimes.
You do. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's smart to learn from other people's mistakes, but to your point, Shari, like sometimes they don't really appreciate it unless they go through it themselves. Yeah. And that's very, very real. All right. So moving on to the next New Year's topic, New Year's resolutions for 2025 or goals, if you don't like the word resolutions. Again, to those of you guys watching, feel free to share yours in the chat with us. But what are some resolutions or some goals that you guys have set for yourself or hope to set for yourself? And it can be something small, like fucking clean out the shed. You know what I mean? Like, what are your goals for the year?
I'm
going to start. Hold on, give me a second. No. for me, one of my goals is to get back into traveling and doing more solo activities. I always like to enjoy quality time with my friends and family, or I always want to experience something with someone and share those moments. But also, I don't always have that, you know, person who is available to do that. And so I'm always just like sitting out or sitting off to the sideline or just not doing it at all. So this year is definitely going to be taking myself out and doing the things that I want to do regardless if I have someone to do it with.
Amen. Amen.
Because I don't need no man.
Mama, I'm a rich man.
What are you? What are you, B?
Mom, I am a rich man.
Mom, I am a rich man.
Mom, I am a rich man.
What about you, Char? What's your resolution?
I have a couple goals that I'm setting up for this year. I'm definitely going to take control of my health. That is number one priority. That is happening. And I'm also going to gain my financial control back. I'm not letting the world suck me into a place that I don't want to be in. So, you know, just really getting back on my feet and finding me, Charis, again.
Not mom.
Not mom.
Not employee. Not daughter. Not sister.
It's time to find me again. And bring her back outside to play.
Well, we can probably find her here in Texas, Shari. You might want to look over here.
I like that, B. I like that.
On the first of the year? That's how you feel
me? We're not strong.
I like that.
I'm being hopeful. I'm manifesting. Gotta bring your ass over here, girl. What about you, T?
For me, it's kind of similar to Shari's, but I like to call it redirecting my fucks, right? Mm-hmm. So I have a lot of fucks to give all the time. I feel like I care about everybody around me all the time. And my entire adult life, I have put other people before me. And I've been really feeling the weight of that lately. Mm-hmm. So for 2025, I am redirecting my fucks to focus on me. And that's hard when you're married and you have kids and, you know, you have a job. but like, I do, like, I put myself last all the time and it's just not healthy. in multiple ways. Like physically, I'm just drained. And it's just taxing. So I'm like, this is a whole new year. I've never been like the whole new year, new me. I'm like, say motherfucking me, I'm coming through, right? But now I'm like, no, Teresa, you do need a new you now. You need to cut that shit out.
Well, I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
Look at you growing up.
Finally. It only took 40 years. It only took 40 years. So there is a question in the Instagram chat from Team Heartthrob. They're asking, how do y'all feel about religion being pushed on you even though you believe in God? Do you feel that you have to go to church for your faith? Does anyone want to answer that?
I will. I literally just had a conversation. Yeah, I actually had just had this conversation with someone recently about religion and going to church and all that. I feel like the people who go to church, all right, hot take. The people who, if you have to live by the commandments and you're like, I have to be good so that I can go to heaven or whatever. I have to, you know, live this way to do this. To me, now you're just bribing your God. Are you doing it out of the genuine of your heart? Or are you doing it because that's what you're supposed to do?
Yeah.
So you can be religious, you can be spiritual without having to go to church. It's just the purity of your heart.
Yeah, I agree with you 1,000%. Like I was raised Catholic. If you know anyone that's Catholic, you know how they are when it comes to church and all that. And like growing up, I was deep in the church, and that was mainly because of my grandmother. Like I was an altar server and, you know, all of that. And so I completely agree with what you said, because when I wouldn't say disconnected from my faith, because there's some things in Catholicism that I just personally don't agree with that I won't get into here. But like, once I kind of disconnected myself and became more spiritual than religious, I actually felt more connected into the faith that I have and the beliefs that I have. And so I would definitely say like, that I personally don't feel that you have to go to church in order to be considered faithful.
I never wake up early for church, if I'm being so honest. I just don't wake up
early. That's believable.
They can make it so easy. They're like, you know what, we're going to live stream our service. I'm still going to sleep through it. I missed it. I don't get up until...
Shout out to my mom, though, who's super religious and will forever be. Love you, mommy. Did you want to speak on it at all, Shari?
I mean, pretty much the same. I really don't think like you have to go to church to do that. I mean, you know, you have people who work Sundays. I mean, it's not always an option for some people. So, you know, I don't feel like you have to, but as long as you have that connection and, you know, you believe in a higher being and you realize that you are not in control and you will be easily reminded of that if you think so. But, you know, I feel like you don't have to go to church to do that. And as far as people like who push religion on other people, it's like, you know, we all are going to have our own beliefs and systems that we do things. You know, I'm not saying like, because you believe like you shouldn't speak that and you shouldn't say that. Like me and you've had plenty of conversations. You know how I am. My beliefs are very deep, you know, but at the same time, I'm not like, oh, you don't believe this. You don't believe like, you know, like right. People get very want to become a lot of hypocrites and, you know, expect people to live the way that they want to live. And it's like, the joke in my house is always like, you know how your grandma always says, like, we living in our last days. Like, you wasn't living that way when your grandma was living in her last days.
Right.
I'm not going to do that today because I'm not there yet. Okay. Right. Don't put your things off on me. I'm not there yet. Yeah. Let me get there.
Yep.
You know, but I just think people should just, you know, and, I mean, and there's people who want that.
Right.
Those type of people. And that's fine.
Yep.
But I feel like, you know, if you do believe, like, you shouldn't be quiet about it. You should be able to talk about it, speak about it, and feel comfortable around the people that you're around to be able to do that.
It kind of goes back to what we were just previously talking about. If people know you and they understand you and where you come from, then they're not going to push things on you that they know they shouldn't push on you.
Right.
So surround yourself with the people who aren't going to put you in those positions.
Surround yourself with like-minded people.
Yep.
That's the biggest thing.
Or all right, just people who respect your boundaries.
Yes, thank you. People who respect you, who understand you.
I think you have to be semi like-minded. I'm not saying like, we think exactly the same. Yeah. But like you have to be around people who get you
because they open-minded.
Understand it. Yeah.
Like are open-minded.
Have a little bit of
confidence. Different things. Yeah.
Agree.
So going back to 2024, thank you to Team Heartthrob for that little conversation kicker there. They thanked us too. They said, thank you ladies for that. But going back to 2024, there was a lot of shit that happened, like just in like pop culture and events throughout the year that happened in 2024. So I wanted to just kind of open the floor for the rest of this episode to talk about just the shit that happened in 2024, whether it's viral moments or just shit that drove you crazy or very serious, deep things that might have happened. But I want to go ahead and open the floor to not just you ladies, but everyone watching. If you guys want to throw anything that happened in 2024 that really hit you hard or you can't let go of, it might have been a funny ass moment. Like the first one I thought about was that stupid girl. I don't even know her name, but they call it the Hawktua girl. Hawktua. Like that was a huge moment in this year for some strange reason. But like,
and she's looking good money now.
Hell yeah. I'm like, it was a huge
right wrong. Because people are simple minded. That's why that was a huge
moment. I'm like, that girl's making hella money now.
Because I still don't understand.
I'm pissed about it. I'm sorry.
Right. I don't understand. Because you know all the foul shit I've said in my life? Did go viral because we didn't have phones?
We didn't have phones back then. Honestly, I'm kind of glad we did it.
No, I'm definitely. Hey, I'm glad. I will take my blessings where I can get them. Because
the grave, sorry. Take it to the grave.
You already know.
Yeah. But I'm like, God damn it. I'm doing life wrong.
Right. Because I could have think of a moment in life where I could have went viral and it would have been pretty nice.
Too, but I, my family and friends humble me so fast. So I'm like, damn, I'm funny. They're like, I'm like, I'm
still laughing. I'm still laughing. Now, now you have a platform to be funny on. So
yeah,
right.
No one can shut me up now.
What are some other moments in 2024 that you guys stood out to you for, whether it's good or bad?
Being very demure during, very mindful.
Very mindful. Very demure.
It took me forever to eat. See, that's how bad I am, like with social media. Like, I will hear something and keep hearing it. And I'm like, where the fuck did this even come from? Like, I am so not in tune with that world anymore like that. It's like, I'll hear it and be like, oh, okay, I get it. But where did, how did this even start? Where did it come from? Like, right. It probably legitimately took me like over a month to even realize where that came from.
I'm all over TikTok all the time, so I had heard it. But
I'm living on it.
Then I started hearing it at the office. And, and so, yeah, it's that. It's very, very demure, very mindful.
Yeah, it's like, you see, I send that email telling them to shut the fuck up. I tell them I didn't, you know, per my previous email. You see how I didn't do that? Very demure. Very, I still have a job.
Very, I still have a job. Very, I didn't get fired today.
I think we can retire that one as fast as it came on the scene. Over it.
All right. Any other moments you guys can think of? I have a few.
Okay. I made I'm locked and loaded, baby. All right.
Four.
In 2024, we had the Olympics, right?
Oh, we had, right, retired from breakdancing.
Yeah.
Yes. Next, because we're not going to even talk about that shit show of a performance.
Well, speaking of shit shows, we also had an election.
Total shit show.
Yes. Beyonce came out with a fucking country album this year.
I looked over every song that played in my car today of hers. I think I'm over Beyonce.
I am too. Is that bad?
Beehives, they sting.
Oh, I know. They're going to come cancel us.
No, and like nothing bad about her. I've just lived through the entire Beyonce era. And I'm over it.
Believe it or not, I actually added her first album to my library instead of listening to Cowboy Carter.
Yeah, I don't think I've listened to a whole Beyonce album since... What was that album with Resentment on it?
Oh, shit. That was a while ago.
I have not listened to an entire Beyonce album since that album.
I listened to all of Lemonade. when she came out with Lemonade, but it was more so because she had the visuals to go with it.
I think I watched that, but so if that counts as listening to the whole thing, then sure.
I mean, that's the whole album.
Yeah. So that was probably why I listened to the whole album, but like to sit there and like listen to a whole album or like, ooh, I'm going to play this whole album from beginning to end. I have not done that since that album that we're talking, that was the B-Day album.
It was B-Day. Yep.
Yeah. That's probably the last one I've listened to. Like, you know, I didn't like Beyonce when she was a part of Destiny's Child. Then when she came
Kelly
out with
her. My favorite.
Huh?
Kelly was always my favorite.
Yeah, LaToya was always my favorite. I was LaToya for Halloween one year. Like, that's how serious that is.
LaToya's like, regret? That's still my shit. That's still
Can I tell y'all that I don't know who's in Destiny's Child?
Like, well, you were probably like five.
I don't know these names.
Yeah, see the that's what I'm saying. I go back. Would be back
in the time.
Back in y'all's
way. Back. So it's like, you know, but like I hated her when she was with Destiny's Child. When she came out with her first solo album, I'm like, oh, this girl can really sing. Okay. I might like her. And then I wore that album out.
Yeah.
So and then now it's just like, okay, Beyonce, enough. I give it to her though. She's talented. The girl can dance. Sing, she can perform, she can do it all. Give it to her. But let's pass the torch.
Can I ask her though to not act though?
But that's always been her thing. Always. No. If you think about it, always.
No, she needs to leave the acting to the actors. Love you, B. Sorry, Beehive. Mm-mm. Please don't cancel us.
But I'm just saying, like, even in her music, a lot of it is a persona.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So oh, Sasha Fierce.
Yeah, she can't get away from that.
Yeah.
Everything is an act.
Yep.
Like,
well, I mean, even the life she lives, like, it's gotta suck to have to be so like secluded to just have privacy. And, you know, celebrity ain't all it's cracked up to be. That's for sure. But
I could never be a celebrity because my publicist would hate.
I would not be able to run my own social media account. That's for sure.
Not ever. And I'm never going to let somebody else do it. So my publicist will hate me. We'd be fighting every day. Well, because she'd be like, did you really respond to that? You damn right I responded.
And I'll ask them again.
I'd be clap back queen. Because baby, we here all day. I got time today.
You'd be like, Cardi B, whenever she starts responding to things, I'm all for it.
I love Cardi B. I'm sorry.
Like her, I will 100% support, and I will be Lord Chismosa the whole time. I'm gonna follow this tweet thread through and through, baby. I'm gonna read all comments.
I do love me some Cardi B, but I've been following Cardi B since she was on Love and Hip Hop. So it's like, yeah,
before she was anybody.
And staying on the music theme, another big thing that happened in 2024 was the Drake and Kendrick beef.
Forgot about that.
Can that was like 2 weeks long.
They were just like coming back with like song after song.
No. Yeah, it was like song for song. But no, apparently we all just can't get along.
But my thing is Drake beef with everybody. Or everybody beef with Drake.
It's a smart thing to do, though.
It is, but because then we always Then
you think it was like a PR like stunt?
We need to go find a podcast to beef with, you guys. No,
just they don't want this smoke.
Well, we need to go find a podcast to beef with so we can go viral and cause some shit. What else happened this year?
Get started.
We also had an eclipse this year.
Did we?
Yeah, that was this year.
The one that I didn't see because it was all cloudy?
Yes, that one. It was really cloudy here.
So,
and we were right in the like path of it. So
100%. We're like, oh, great. So excited. And like, can't see shit.
Can't see shit. It just looked dark, really dark outside for a while. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I played Total Eclipse of the Heart for nothing. I had it on loop. So the way I'm like, I'm manifesting. This is great. This is good. This is going to happen.
I know our job gave us the little goggles and everything to see it. Yeah, no, we didn't need to see What else happened this year? Oh, Jen and Ben broke up again.
Oh, God.
I have a personal hatred towards J-Lo, and I apologize for any fans that I might,
might offend. It's might okay. Offend. The Beehive's already going to cancel us. Feel free to
There's just something about J-Lo that I just don't like. her, and then like with Blake Lively is a whole other thing too, that her and that movie It Ends With Us. I'm on TikTok and I'm just following these counter lawsuits and I'm like, come on, give it to me. I'm here for it.
Okay, side note, did you watch the movie?
I did. I also read the book. I wasn't a fan of the movie, actually.
Really?
Wasn't a fan.
They hadn't been through some shit. That movie was very touching to me.
I haven't watched it yet. Spoiler alert. Oh, I'm just kidding.
Go ahead.
Just no, I was more into the whole marketing, the interviews. I was more into those than I was the actual movie. And I think it lost its message along the way, which sucked. Because if you haven't seen it or read the book or know anything about it, it's basically a book about domestic violence. And Blake Lively was promoting a whole different movie that most people didn't even realize that it was about domestic violence, because just the way that she was promoting it, she's like, grab your girls, have a girls' night out. We're going to have so much fun. And we're like, this girl gets her ass beat. Why are you saying, like, what are you doing?
Are you not a girl's girl?
No, are you not going to tell anybody this?
Yeah.
I was way more into the marketing and all the gossip behind the scenes, because apparently, like, Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni, he was the producer and had the it was basically his movie. He got the rights to it, but there was so much tension, and now she is suing him for like
everybody.
So many damn claims, like, oh, like he made her feel uncomfortable, he did this, he did that, he did that. So now he's filing that counter lawsuit, I think just a couple days ago. And he's like,
I didn't see none of the promo for it. Once again, I'm late to the party, because it was just like, oh, new movie on Netflix, click. That was kind of more so how it happened for me. But it was a good movie. It was a little cry cry, like, oh, you needed to watch that. But like, yeah, you should just go watch it, because we like those type of movies. It was a good movie.
Well, you're on a podcast now, so I'm gonna need you to get back into that.
Leave the rest of it out. Leave all the promo and all the extra out. Just go watch the movie.
Watch all the interviews, everything.
Read about each lawsuit.
That's why I was on here just a little bit late, almost cutting it very close, because I'm like, I need to watch this video because they're highlighting all these types of things on this lawsuit. And I was like, I want to know. Show me the text messages.
Okay. I just want to bring up a comment that someone on Instagram said, and to any of my Yellowstone fans, someone said, and when they killed off John Dutton.
That was stupid.
Wait, what?
So I just want to
I was like, I'll
show you how I was feeling today on the 1st of January 2025. This is legitly how I'm feeling.
What is that saying? Train station? What's something?
Could be a train station. Kind of day. So if you know, you know.
You know. Yeah.
It could totally be a train station kind of day. And that's how I'm starting my year off, because that's how I'm feeling.
Honestly, I love Yellowstone. Okay. I've watched every fucking episode. Beth is my bitch. Let me
That is my,
you.
My spirit animal.
Yes. But when I watched that first episode of this last half season and they killed off John Dutton, I was pissed. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Yeah. This last half season was depressing. It was depressing. Beth does rule. Thank you, Team Heartthrob.
Yes. But they're getting their own spinoff, so I guess it's kind of a good thing.
They are?
Yes, girl.
Because
I was like, I'm not ready to let go of Beth and Rip yet. What are we going to do? No. So I did research that. So they have signed for their own spinoff, and they're getting their own show. So yeah, I'll take that.
Fuck yeah. Okay, I'll take that too. I'm good now.
Take that.
What else? What else do we have in 2024? Well, I talked about the Diddy case already. But
I was going to say, are we going to leave the elephant in the room out? Because...
can I just say, the shit they found when they raided his house, I'm sorry, I laughed.
I laughed for days. I had baby oil jokes for days.
They were actually saying, again, this is on TikTok, so please mind the source. They were actually saying that the liquid in the baby oil bottles wasn't actually baby oil in most of them, that it was the drug that they were using to put into the drinks to drug people. I know, super spoilers. Sorry, Jaded Contessa. Yeah. Like, super spoiler alert for everybody.
We started a new year. You got to catch up. You got to catch up. It's
fucking everything up for y'all in 2025. Okay. But yeah, they were saying that a lot of the shit that was in the baby oil bottles was actually like the drug that was used to drug people.
That's crazy. You know what drug it is? Like how?
I have no idea. I mean, they've said it, but I don't know it off the top of my head.
Because, what the hell?
Fucking idiot.
I laughed when they were like, oh, he got it from Costco's, and Costco immediately was like, he is not even a member with us.
I'll leave us the fuck out of this.
Leave us out. We will not go cancel in 2024.
This is why I like Costco, okay? Yeah, leave them the fuck out of it. No. And then, like, everybody that's going down with him, I'm like, whoo, this is going to be a real interesting case. I think his case is scheduled for May of 25, or is it March? May, right?
May.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that in 2025.
I want to see the list. I want like an Epstein's list. Like I want details.
They posted a list somewhere. That list is what made me stop listening to a bunch of people's music, because I was like, oh, all you motherfuckers are involved? No, thank you. Yeah, I just, you know, it's just a whole fucked up situation. But that just goes to show you, people ain't untouchable. I don't give a fuck who you are. Costco said we don't even sell baby oil.
Fingers, but Sam's has been quiet lately.
Yeah, they've been real quiet over there.
It's just crazy. I mean, at the end of the day, like, I don't know, and I be feeling very torn on that whole Diddy thing. Like, I could see it being Diddy, right? Because Diddy is an arrogant asshole
motherfucker.
I could see it being him, but then I also feel like there's always a higher power, and I don't know if he's just being the scapegoat. Mm. And so it's like, I kind of be feeling torn, because like I've seen like different things, like when people talk about stuff like that, and you know, trying to like, maybe it's not him, and you know, whoever he's working for, or people that don't want him, you know, all these what ifs.
Yeah.
The theories. But I don't know. But like, at the end of the day, I don't feel sorry for him.
I don't either.
I don't feel sorry for him. And that's really fucked up to say, but I don't.
The part that took me out was when they were saying that he was actually using the phones at the prison to try to coerce people and threaten people that were going to be witnesses in the case. And he, according to media, right? Again, mind the source. According to media outlets, he basically thought that by using another inmate's telephone time, that it wouldn't get tied to him. I'm like, motherfucker, do you not know that everything is recorded? You know that if you watch movies. Like, how do you not know that?
You not watch Orange is the New Black?
Seriously. I'm like, how the fuck do you not know that?
He's too busy throwing freak offs. He ain't watching enough movies.
Yeah, but the people involved.
And in that irritated me too. The freak offs, like, can we just stop? I don't ever want to hear that phrase again.
That term has been coined for 2024.
It's horrible. Freak like off. There was a whole show that I watched on TV and it's like the freak offs. Like, really? We're going to name a whole show talk about this man.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was some like documentary about the case and whatever and things that came out, but it was like about it was called Freak Offs. And I'm like,
there was so many people on the list that are tied to this case now. Like Jay-Z, Beyonce, Ellen DeGeneres, fucking Leonardo DiCaprio, all of the Kardashians, like Kevin Hart. Fucking, there's so many people that are tied to it. But I think it's hilarious because 50 Cent has had a field day with this.
Oh, I love it.
Like, I already know.
Him and Ice Cube, like, they're like, this is why we never fucked with this motherfucker. Like,
they're not quite that. I love it.
Yeah.
Give Diddy anything. And give 50 anything, and he is going to make a field day out of it, okay? Fucking jokes for days.
For days.
Don't ever tell him none of your personal business, because it will come out as a joke. His own baby mama is caught up in the drama.
Yeah.
She's supposed to be the right hand girl. So
she said, I am not a ride or die. No.
Okay, so here's the real question though. Do you guys think he's involved with all of the deaths, the mysterious deaths that have happened that are tied to the case? Like his ex-wife.
I think he killed the girlfriend. Kim?
Yeah.
I definitely think he did that one.
Did he?
I think so too. And the fact that like everyone that has passed away that's getting tied to this they've all passed away from pneumonia. Like literally everyone. Like even Brittany Murphy got brought into it because of what's his name? What's the funny dude's name? The one that's married to Mila Kunis? Ashton Kutcher. Yeah. So he's part of the list too. Oh. And now they're saying that they were involved with Brittany Murphy's death for some reason.
Yeah.
Because Diddy didn't like her or something. And there's a lawsuit with Jay-Z now with some underage people.
And did you hear he was like, well, if I need to know who it is. I need to know who it is. Who is she? Make her name public.
Boy.
I don't know.
These people think they're untouchable. But depending on how this case goes, it's either going to go the way I unfortunately think it's going to go, which is in all of their favor because they have money, or it's going to be a shit show.
I don't know. They've been throwing the book at a lot of people. They've been making a lot of people in the industry, just whatever industry, the popular people. They've been making an example out of a lot of them lately. Mm-hmm. So I think he might go down, and unfortunately Diddy's a bitch. So he going to take everybody with him. But right. I'm like, I think what really like sold me on the not give a fuck about it was when the video came out of him and Cassie, and I was just like, yeah.
And he was still free after that video came out. That's the part.
It wasn't about that. The case wasn't about that, and she took the money, and I'm sure signed that she wouldn't sue him, so it couldn't be about that.
Right.
But like that just showed your character.
And his apology, like...
Well, he tried to say he didn't do it until the video came out.
Right.
Then when the video came out, now you want to apologize?
Now you're embarrassed.
Guess what, Diddy? Go suck a sick dick. Bye.
I'm sure he has many.
You're right.
Especially right now.
Ooh. Ooh.
Well, ooh. Well, believe it or not, ladies, we're at the hour now. Before we get cut off from Instagram.
Yeah, we need to learn. Yeah.
We need to learn. I know it's the first, so I want to say thank you to everyone who actually hopped on, watched us live, because there's so many things you could probably be doing, because I know most of you guys got the day off. So we really appreciate you guys being here and starting off the new year right. And that's with us, because I mean,
of course, where else would you want to be?
Exactly. Where else would you want to be? Ladies, anything you guys want to say before we close out?
I would just like to wish everyone a really happy, joyous, healthy,
peaceful,
like whatever positive word comes to your mind. Like, I hope that for your year. Like, seriously, I think it's time that everybody just takes ownership of whatever bullshit you need to deal with and face and go to therapy. Get the help that you need. Like, do better by yourself, by your children, if you have children. Like, just make better choices and just do it with a pure heart. Like, seriously, like, I want this year to just be great for everybody.
It will be. I'm going to speak it into the universe.
Here we go.
Bianca, anything you want to say?
Hi, Mom.
I'm sorry, Mom. I should have.
I'm sorry I went out, Mom.
I'm sorry I went out. That's right. so hungover right now. I don't have work tomorrow, thank God. So
oh, I do.
I'm back tomorrow. I'm after my vacation. Oh. 2 week vacation and I'm back to the hellhole tomorrow.
I was at work on Tuesday and I was barely there. Mentally.
Mentally.
I'll be counting down days to ski week.
Oh yeah, you guys have ski week.
Yes. I don't go skiing, but I'll take it.
We don't have snow over here.
It don't be, but I'll take it. It doesn't snow here. Yeah. So I don't understand why we have it here.
I know, but you guys are real close to Reno and Tahoe and all of that.
I'll so, take it.
Yeah.
A vacation is a win in my book.
Amen.
I'll be live streaming next week from a new place because I'll be in Wisconsin next week. So I got to figure out how to pack all this up in a suitcase.
She's going to be in Wisconsin.
Be Wisconsin.
Eating cheese.
Have fun and safe travels.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, so if you guys want to follow, like, subscribe, B, let them know how they can do so.
Yeah, you can follow, like, and subscribe to us on our social media on Facebook and Instagram at It's No Secret Podcast. And what else am I missing? TikTok. Oh, because we should haven't figured that last one out. TikTok on our account at It's No Secret Podcast 0. And for those of you who are not able to join our live stream and just want to catch up with us, you can rewatch our videos on YouTube, but also we are now available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts as well.
Woohoo! We're just everywhere. Wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't want to hear any excuses that y'all do not watch the episodes. We everything but at your door, babes.
Exactly. Like, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Because we need to get our followers up on TikTok so we can live stream there too.
And next week, we might actually be able to expand our streaming. Fingers crossed, guys, that we might be able to live stream on our Facebook as well. So definitely going to be everywhere this year, guys.
For 2025, you get It's No Secret. No, just
kidding. No Secret is all yours all year long.
Every Wednesday.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And remember, it's no secret.